Hey, what's back once again? Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P. I am yours truly, Paul Pickett, aka The Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much more. Today I'm going to react to a video. I already reacted to it and I uploaded it, had to delete it. Basically, the reason I'm reacting to it is because it started getting a good amount of traction and comments. But one of the commenters let me know that the quality was terrible. And which I didn't know that, you know, when I was downloading my videos, the quality was messing up and I thought it was my StreamYard. And after a day of messing with my StreamYard and going through all these things that StreamYard support was telling me to try, we come to find out it was my router. So they came out and fixed my router. I got Spectrum. They had to come put a new line in and everything. And definitely we are moving smoother. The grease lightning now. So we're going to react to this video. Before we do, though, I want to give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the beautiful lady with the beautiful smile. Check us out, promopalace.biz, one-stop shop. Pretty much do everything. Playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion for musicians, TikTok influencers, Instagram influencers, social media ads, record pool promotions, and pretty much everything you could think of. All right, so we're going to react to this video. It was Tim Pool reacted to Stranger Things actor blames racism on why he only has 15 million Instagram followers. I know it sounds funny when you say it. Only has 15 million Instagram followers. Okay, so let's get into it.
Fire. It's weirdly hard to read. Stranger Things star, what's his name? Caleb.
Yeah.
Caleb? It's cut off by the thing. McLaughlin calls out fan racism. Why am I the least favorite? You feel the bigotry, McLaughlin said. Sometimes it's hard to talk about and for people to understand, but when I was younger, it definitely affected me a lot. First, I want to point out, here's what he said. He said, why am I the least favorite? Have the least amount of followers. He said, as a part of a deep conversation. I'm on the same show as everybody from season one. So, like, the dude has less followers than his co-stars. So he immediately sues his face. People don't like him because he's black. Now, in that capacity, right there, I saw this story, and a lot of other people saw the story, and they started saying, like, oh, this is wokeness. This is a problem. And then I read further, and I realized he is 100% correct.
Let me pump the brakes. It's kind of hard to say that nobody likes you when you got 15 million followers. But let's keep it moving.
It's because many fans of the show are, in fact, racist. And he hit the nail on the head with the hammer. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You want to know what's missing from the context in this conversation? He says, sometimes overseas you feel the racism. You feel the bigotry. Sometimes it's hard to talk about and for people to understand. But when I was younger, it definitely affected me a lot. That's right. Outside of the United States, there's probably a lot of people who won't follow him because they are racist. You take a look at what happened.
And before he goes any further, I'm pretty sure based on the title, most people assume that he's referring to the United States. And I would not argue against that there probably is people in the United States that don't follow him because he's black. But I would also probably argue that out of his 15 million followers, the majority of them are probably white if you look up the data. They're probably white. Let's keep it moving.
Star Wars in China, and they took the dude who played Finn off the cover. What, did they shrink him or something, or they put him in a helmet?
They put him in a helmet.
They put him in a helmet, yeah. Because they were like, helmet. People in China are very, very racist, and they don't want to see this. And so the Disney, as a corporation, was like, yeah, we're totally fine with that. That to me is insane. But this dude's seemingly not talking about people in America. He's saying, like, I got less followers than them. Yeah, it's probably people in China and other countries that would watch Stranger Things but are racist. So there you go, man. You know,
I'm on his Instagram page right now. It doesn't look like he posts a lot, and he already, as of now, has 15.4 million followers.
Why does he have more followers than me? That's it's because fair. People don't like mixed race people. That is the only possible explanation.
Oh my God.
That's it.
I can't believe only 15 million people would follow him. That's
15.4.
Unreal.
Yes, on Instagram.
He's one of the most famous people in the world, and he's like,
man, the people overseas don't like me as much as my other cast members.
And he's not that active.
What a victim.
Like, he posted on July 30th, September 9th.
Yeah. Isn't that
September
what people...
12th, September 16th.
Okay, July 30th, September 9th. So July, August, that's a whole month in between. He didn't even post, probably 2 months. So, it can't be that the kid doesn't even hardly post. It can't be that. Like, you got 15 million followers, you don't even hardly post, and you're complaining. Kid, Earth the Kid, social media is not just about being famous. It's about actually posting content as well. But let's keep it moving. All right, come on, let's go. Keep it moving.
Unreal.
Yes, on Instagram. Unreal.
He's one of the most famous people in the world, and he's like,
man, the people overseas don't like me as much as my other cast members.
And he's not that active.
What a victim.
Like, he posted on July 30th, September 9th.
Yeah. Isn't that
September
what people...
September 12th, September 16th, September 18th, and that's it. That's all the posts.
Wait, did he? Maybe he deleted total posts or something.
So this is inadvertently making the case that America is, in fact, the greatest country on earth.
We're more enlightened, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's why people don't want you to like. So if you're saying that America is an inherently racist country, can you find me one that isn't?
Exactly.
That's a good question.
Well, if America is the least racist country, but it is racist, then every country is substantially worse and more racist.
There you go.
Yep.
Bingo.
You got it. That's it. But you're not allowed to say that, so this show's shut down and
canceled.
That'll be it.
You know, America
is going to get canceled before I make it.
That's why everybody desperately wants to be here.
Correct.
And then you know what's funny is we're seeing these videos. There's a video that went viral that Jack Posobiec was sharing about this like white woman, and she's like, "Hi everybody, I moved down to Guatemala to be part of a sustainable living community." And then she's like spinning, and like, there's an active volcano. And then I saw that, and I was like, is this why woke people don't like white people? Because
they suck.
It's a really annoying thing to have these like hippie man bun, you know, like elitists be like, I'm going to move down to Guatemala to teach the poor people. And it's just like, ugh.
Yeah,
is that
Peru,
what they were talking about?
Because
I gotta agree. That is annoying for these people to do. But it's funny because you have white people leaving the U.S., going to Mexico and going to Central America. At the same time, you have people from Central America trying to come to the United States. So as he just.
Yeah, but well, you know where Americans ain't rushing off to? They're not rushing off to move to China, Russia, Cuba, Venezuela, Laos, North Korea, and places of that nature. And they're not rushing. People are not rushing to leave America to go move to Africa or other parts of Europe. They're not doing that. Most people that move on from America to overseas, they get a job overseas. Like my stepdad moved overseas for a while because he had a job over there. When we lived in Panama, he had a job over there in the military, you know, because I lived in Panama for a few years, which was a great, great experience. Love Panama. Love Panama. Love the people of Panama. Just great people, man. Let's keep it moving. All right, so come on. Keep it moving, huh? And it's like you don't want to play. What's going on here?
How that works, huh?
You know, I just can't stop thinking about this kid. He wants to be a victim so bad. He's a millionaire. He's on a hit series. 15.4 million people follow mm-hmm. him, and yet he's like, it's not enough. Like you really need to, I mean, you know, it's a quote from an article, you know, maybe there's more to this kid, but you know, Caleb, if you're listening, just appreciate what you have, you know, and don't
get caught up in the numbers.
Yeah, don't get caught up in what you don't have and how other people think about you. Appreciate the fact that 15.4 million kids like you and love you, and that you're a millionaire and you're probably set for life.
That you could reach out to and have a positive impact on by promoting personal responsibility, good values, good morals, and you could lead as an example of something good rather than, of course, just concentrating on something that is negative. And I think there is an aspect of society promoting victimization, promoting, as you mentioned, Andrew, this larger idea, hey, I'm the victim here, and now you have to really like my stuff on social media, and the algorithms promote that stuff. And I think it's disgusting. I think it should be pushed back on, because in reality, like, we're some of the most privileged, one of the richest people on the face of the world, just by simply living here in the United States. We're so freaking lucky.
Not just in the world, in human history.
Human history. So freaking lucky. Everything at our fingertips. And if you want something, go out there and get it. There shouldn't be anything standing in your way.
But that's hard.
So I just looked up. I looked at the net worth of the cast of Stranger Things. The first thing I want to say is these like celebrity net worth websites are just very wrong. Like one of them said that like Ian was worth like $5
million. Yeah. Before he gets into that, like first of all, to get out his message, the kid has to actually post. He's a kid and he has 15 million followers. I know adults like me, we just want 1 million subscribers on YouTube or 1 million TikTok followers or Instagram followers or Facebook likes. And you complain about 15 million. You're worth millions. You're on one of the biggest TV shows. He's a kid too. So when he's an adult, he's more likely going to have 15 million more followers. Pump the brakes, kid. Let's pump the brakes, man.
Dollars or whatever, and we were all kind of like,
it's like 10 million, but whatever.
But no, we were kind of like, maybe there's something we're not.
Dude, that graphene, he's got those.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a co-founder of Minds, and Minds is worth a lot, so like maybe it wasn't wrong. But I'm like, I'm pretty sure this stuff's not true. But anyway, it says that Caleb McLaughlin's net worth is $4 million, and there's another person. Let me pull this back up. Whose net worth is only $1 million? I think it's one. So, I think is it Maya?
Aren't all those like AI generated websites that are?
No, this is a different one. This is Netflix Life. And but it did look at those websites and then compile them.
So it's worth $3 million more. But
let's see. Joe Keery's $4 million. Charlie Heaton's $5 million. I mean, okay, here you go. Sadie Sink is worth $1 million.
But she's new.
Right, she's new.
Right, yeah.
But so anyway, my point is, I don't know what their net worth actually is, but I'm pretty sure everyone on this show is a millionaire. And so there is something special about a group of millionaires, and the not even the lowest millionaire is complaining about not having enough. Oh, and there's just something where it's like, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that. You know what I mean? Like, it's a big group of.
I tell you how he knows how to feel. Pump the fucking brakes, kid. First of all, he says, why am I less popular than other co-stars? First of all, little fat chubby kid, I guess that's the Charlie Heat kid. He's the funniest one on there. He's the best one on there. And everybody knows that. He's the funniest one on there. He's the best character on there. So you ain't topping him out. And he's only worth $1 million more than you. He's probably posted more than you. I mean, they're kids, man. Pump the brakes. Complaining about only having 15 million followers. You talking about some ungrateful little brats. Ungrateful little brats. That's what I think of. An ungrateful little brat. You complaining about, I only got 15 million followers. Kid, like old boy said, be grateful that you got 15 million followers and you're going to have millions more when it's all said and done, because you're probably going to play in other TV shows or movies or whatever it may be that you're going to do in life. You got your whole life ahead of you. Pump your brakes. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.